Wait, your grandmother, was she here in Dallas or was she in...
Well, she'd come to Dallas sometime, and lots of times I spent a lot of time down in Texas with her.
Yeah.
My aunt didn't have any children, and she wanted my grandmother to come out there and spend a little while with her. So it just so happened I was with my grandmother at that time, and my aunt got attached to me, and I spent a lot of time out in West Texas with her. Lots of times when I got to Dallas, it was like people thought I was kids in the neighborhood didn't know who I was.
Yeah.
They always thought about me as being the boy that came to visit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I spent a lot of time, I started the grade school out there.
Yeah.
I started school when I was 5. That was in one of those classrooms where all 8 grades were taught.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Now, very few people my age probably could relate to.
Yeah.
You know, back
to
that.
Right.
And,
too.
Yeah.
Do you remember the sandstorms?
Oh, do I remember the sandstorms? Like now, I can almost tell you if I walk outside when it's going to rain, if it's going to rain, and so forth. Just by looking at cloud cover, you know, you get a feel the way the wind blows and the stillness of the wind, all this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Early in the morning, when the sun first come up,
yeah. You
can tell if there's going to be a sandstorm. At least I could.
Yeah.
There was a little haze just seems like below.
Oh, I remember that. I was
school in Wubba. You did?
Yeah.
I used to go up all the time.
I remember that haze.
Just that little haze, and you could, at between 11 and 12 o'clock and no later than 12:30, wherever you were, the sand was up on you.
Yeah, well, I remember that.
And
terrible.
There were a lot of tumbling weeds around. And you could be out, there were no trees, seemed like there were no trees for miles.
Yeah.
And if you were out walking and sandstorm came up, better take cover because it round like I said, just plain open. And I can remember many times getting run over by huge tumbleweeds. I thought those tumbleweeds were at least 5 feet high. I realized they weren't that big, but they used to stack up in the corners, you know.
Yeah.
And those things were dangerous too.
That's
you
bad.
Know, if they hit you.
Yeah.
And I can remember many times running from tumbleweeds. And the worst thing I could about the sandstorm was in the springtime when the sand would blow, it would have a tendency to rain sometimes.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
That to me was horrible.
The
first school that they had in was in a church building that had what wasn't complete. It was on dirt floor. Well, it wasn't any floor in there at all.
Yeah.
Then the school board bought some old army barracks. They put 2 barracks together. And, of course, I guess during World War II, they didn't make barracks. They didn't think that they were going to be permanent anyhow.
Yeah.
And, like, the door sills and the window sills and so forth were this far apart. And when it would have a sandstorm, all that dirt, sand, blow-in house in the school, because my aunt had a living quarters built into the school.
Yeah.
And I can remember when we used to wake up in the morning and just take the sheets and shake sand off, like just be gritty and nasty all over.
Terrible. I've never seen it that bad, but I've seen enough.
Oh, it was terrible.
When did you come back to Dallas permanently?